Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Daf Gimel, Tainus 3a, pagination page 5, towards the bottom of the page, about 10 lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line, Tana, we learnt. We're dealing with the part of Shmona Esrei called Mashiv HaRuach Umodid HaGoshem, that we acknowledge that Hashem causes the wind to blow and causes the rain to come, and that is the way we refer to the praise of Hashem during the winter, during the rainy season, when that applies. During the summer season, however, that sentence is omitted or taken into consideration according to the different customs, how we handle it, but essentially, at least, Mashiv HaRuach Umodid HaGoshem, that phrase in its intact form, is not recited during the summer months. Tana, we learned, Betalu v'ruchos, when it comes to dew and wind, lo chivu chachamim lahazkir, the chachamim did not require that we mention it, v'imba lahazkir maskir, but if a person wants to mention it, he could. It's not going to ruin your Shmona Esrei if you mention Mashiv HaRuach. And it's not going to ruin your Shmona Esrei if you mention Morid HaTal, or vice versa. My Taima, what is the consideration that we're trying to put on the table through this statement? Omer Rabbi Chanina said, Lefi she'ein etzorim, because wind and dew are not held back. Either way, Hashem is going to do those, and it makes no impact at all whether in your personal Shmona Esrei you mention it or not. In other words, Geshem rain is something that depends on proper prayer and merit, etc. But when it comes to Tau and Ruchos, wind and dew, that's something that Hashem just does out of benevolence for the world. And the Gemara explains, V'tal minolon, how do you know that dew is never withheld? Dichsiv, V'yomer Eliyahu atishbi mitoshav Gilad al Achav, in a significant showdown between Eliyahu and Achav, the wicked king, Eliyahu says that because of the idol worship that was so rampant, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Hashem Amadati Lefan of Eliyahu swears, Im Yiyya Hashanim Ve'ele Tal Umato Ki'im Lefi Devarai, that there will not be dew or rain. Uksiv, and later on it says, when it's time for it to rain again, Lech Heira'e El Achav, Hashem tells Eliyahu, go appear to Achav, Ve'etne Motor Apneihu Adamo, and I'm going to grant rain again. Ve'ilutal lo komarle, and there is no restoration of tal du. My taima, why? Mishum de lo ma'atzer, because it never gets withheld. You can't withhold du. That's not the way Hashem runs the world. V'chimei acher de lo ma'atzer, if indeed it never gets withheld, Eliyahu ishtav u'e lo ma'le. If indeed it's not withheld, then why did Eliyahu make such an oath to withhold rain and dew? And the Gemara answers, Hachi Kamale, this is what he was saying, Afilu tal de bracha nami lo osi, that there are two types of dew. The type of dew that comes generally no matter what, so that things shouldn't get destroyed, so that's going to come either way. But the tal of bracha, says Rashi, sheyatzmiach shem tzemach, that anything could grow, that's not going to come, and that's what Eliyahu meant. Asks the Gemara v'lahadri l'tal de bracha. So fine, if something of dew is going to be restored at this point, why doesn't Eliyahu mention it? And the answer is mishem d'lo minkura milsa. That's not much of a sign. That's not a significant thing to mention to a wicked king, that I'm going to restore dew of blessing, because it's not clearly noticeable and they'll just make fun. So let's review what happened, is that Eliyahu withheld rain and a certain type of dew, the type of dew of bracha, but he was not able to withhold, and he didn't withhold tal, some sort of dew that simply sustains the world that the Gemara maintains Hashem will never withhold. Going back to the Gemara we just did, just to make one quick observation, the Gemara at the end of the first line onto the second states, Eliyahu ishtavu'e lamale. Why did Eliyahu swear to withhold dew if indeed dew cannot be withheld? The question theoretically should be much stronger. It sounds like Eliyahu chas v'shalom lied. He made an oath that's simply not true. He made an oath to withhold dew, and he didn't. At that moment in the Gemara, before the Gemara knew that there are two types of dew, the Gemara's question should really have been not ishtavue lamale, why did he make such an oath if it's not going to have an impact, but ishtavue, he made an oath that's not true. Much more serious. And perhaps the answer over here is that the Gemara already in the Kasha knew that we don't fully understand what Eliyahu was doing. We do know for sure that he didn't lie, and therefore they didn't want to ask the question as why did Eliyahu lie, chas v'shalom, because we just know that that's not going to be the answer. We know that something's up. So therefore we ask more diplomatically, why exactly did Eliyahu make an oath that doesn't really take effect? And we're trying to search out what the answer is. In other words, we didn't know the answer, but we knew there's got to be an answer. And in fact, that's the response of the Gemara, that there are two types of dew, and his oath was regarding the dew that nurtures, that causes blossoming, and that type of dew was indeed withheld. The Gemara continues, now that you've established that dew can never be entirely withheld, what about ruchos, winds? Minolan deloma atzri. How do I know that they too are never withheld? Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi damakra, it's based on a pasuk in Zechariah. Ki ka'arba ruchas Hashemayim peirasti eschem nu'um Hashem. Hashem compares us, the way we're spread, to the four winds of heaven. Maiko amaluhu. What exactly is the Navi saying? If you want to say the traditional statement that Hashem spread us, ba'arba ruchi da'alma, He spread us throughout the world, it shouldn't say like the four corners of the world, it should say bi'arba, in the four corners of the world, Hashem spread us. This is what Hashem is saying, Kishem she'yev she'la'olam b'la ruchos, just like the world cannot exist without wind, it has significance, makes a big difference. Rashi on Amud Aleph comments on the bottom line that winds are mo'ilos la'oretz l'sakna u'l'nagva, to fix the world and to dry the world properly, and wind is simply a necessity. Kach yevsha la'olam below Yisrael. Similarly, the world cannot exist without Klal Yisrael, and it's a comparison, wind and Klal Yisrael, and we see from this drasha as well that we have a tradition that the wind is never withheld. The Gemara continues with a fascinating statement. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Hilkach, therefore, as far as halacha goes, Bimos hachama, in the summer months, Omar mashiv haruach, if a person does say mashiv haruach, that Hashem causes the winds to blow, emachzirinosa, we don't make him repeat Shmona Esrei, that's fine, because wind, whether you say it or you don't say it, this is the way it is. Omar morid hagoshem, but if a person says that Hashem brings down the rain, machzirinosa, we make him repeat Shmona Esrei, because during the summer months, that's inappropriate to say. B'mos ha'gashamim, in the rainy days, Lo ama mashiv haruach. If a person doesn't say Hashem makes the wind blow, e machzirin osa. We don't make him go back because it's going to blow anyway. Lo omar morid hagesha machzirin osa. But if he doesn't say the praise regarding rain in the winter months, in the rainy months, then we make him go back because we need rain, and that could be impacted by one's tefillah. For lo od, not only that, ela filu omar ma'avir haruach u'mafriach hatal. Even if a person says the reverse, that Hashem makes the wind pass over, that it doesn't happen, or the dew should fly away, it shouldn't come, in machzirin also, we don't even make him repeat Shmoneh Esrei because it simply has no impact, it makes no difference. So this is the Gemara regarding dew and wind, and the symbolism regarding Klal Yisrael, and we're being told just as wind has to be, so Klal Yisrael has to be, and dew, at least the type of dew that simply sustains, even if it doesn't cause new sprouting, etc., but some sort of dew can never be withheld. The Gemara on the coming daf is also going to develop the theme of dew, and the Pasuk says, brought in the Gemara on the first wide line, Ehye katal li Yisrael. Hashem promises to be like dew to Klal Yisrael, because geshem, rain, sometimes people want it, sometimes people don't want it, that's not so simple. But dew is something that's always considered a blessing. There's also another fascinating insight which is developed in Perek Shira regarding dew as opposed to rain, in that rain symbolizes a relationship where human beings make a contribution, the water evaporates, comes into the clouds, and then gets blown to a different place where it rains. It's a blessing resulting from our contribution, which is a very great thing. But sometimes you need, so to speak, a freebie. You need va'eschanon. You need Hashem just to give you a matnas chinam, a free gift, nothing to do with our merit. And tal, dew, is symbolic of such blessing. It's not symbolizing an evaporation. It's symbolizing a total gift that Hashem just gives the tal, regardless, as a blessing, and it's something that's never withheld. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.